Early 20th century English playwright, composer, director, actor, and singer Noel Coward was known for his witty and flamboyant personal style. Time magazine described him as a combination of cheek and chic, pose and poise. Coward's Blithe Spirit is a comic play that centers around socialite novelist Charles Condamine, who invites a clairvoyant into his home. Her seance backfires badly, leaving Charles and his second wife, Ruth, tormented by the ghost of his annoying and temperamental first wife, Elvira. Greensboro College actors Josh Belt, who plays Charles, Samantha Height, who plays Ruth, and Nicole Swofford, who plays Elvira, bring Blithe Spirit to the Gail Brower Huggins Performance Center on the GC campus Wednesday night, October 30th at 7:30. They're joined here by Professor of Acting and Voice, Joe Hall.
The scripts for me are what's so great because the whole script just literally races through. It feels like it's just poured out onto the page in many ways.
The notion of language driven.
What it is all the clues are literally in the script. In many ways, it's like Shakespeare in that sense. You know, if you really just focus on where the clues are and get the rhythm of the language, you learn so much about the characters themselves. And we just discovered that initially working on dialect, and you can't help but work on character at the same time.
Sure.
And it comes in and you realize where the cue pickups are, where the impulses are. But what actually makes the person say the next line is often much earlier in the sentence or even earlier in the speech, and they've picked up on something that they've hung on to, but they don't actually verbally react till their cue comes, of course.
All right.
And so they have to figure out, what are they doing in that time? Why are they not immediately responding? Because that's the work of the actor. This play is chock full of that, and that shows you the energy behind the words, not just the actual story of the words themselves.
And this is the perfect scenario here. Let's hear a little snippet from the play and that'll kind of put things in context.
Yes. My wife and I, Ruth, we are planning a little dinner. We have a character named Madame Arcardi coming over to do a little seance for us, because I'm doing some research for my book that's coming up that I want to write. And before this scene starts, we had just finished doing the seance, and I am a little uneasy about what has happened because some really strange things have happened during the seance. And at this point, it's about time to close the night off, and this is the first time I see my deceased wife. And wow.
We'll say no more about it. See, I've sat down.
Would you like some more brandy?
Yes, please.
Very unwise. You always had a weak head.
I could drink you under the table.
There's no need to be aggressive, Charles. I'm doing my best to help you.
I'm sorry.
Here, drink this, and then we'll go to bed.
Get rid of her, Charles, then we can talk in peace.
That's a thoroughly immoral suggestion. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What is there immoral in that?
I wasn't talking to you.
Who are you talking to, then?
Elvira, of course.
To hell with Elvira.
There now, she's getting cross.
I don't blame her.
What don't you blame her for?
Oh, God.
Now look here, Charles. I gather you've got some sort of plan behind all this. I'm not quite a fool. I suspected you when we were doing that idiotic seance.
Don't be silly. What plan could I have?
I don't know. It's probably something to do with the characters in your book. How they, or one of them, would react to a certain situation. I refuse to be used as a guinea pig unless I'm warned beforehand what it's all about.
Elvira is here, Ruth. She is standing a few yards away from you.
Yes, dear. I can see her distinctly. Under the piano with a donkey.
But Ruth...
I'm not going to stay here arguing any longer.
Hooray!
Shut up!
How dare you speak to me like that?
Listen, Ruth, please
I will not listen to any more of this nonsense. I'm going up to bed now. I'll leave you to turn out the lights.
The Greensboro College production of Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit opens on Wednesday night, October 30th at 7:30, and will run through Saturday, November 2nd in the Gail Brower Huggins Performance Center on the GC campus. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.